Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Steven Goskowski misses a couple of kicks.
Trent, Steve's kicking the league a long time.
Chris has struggled. We acknowledge that Chris has struggled to find consistent footing.
A lot of aspects to kicking.
We're willing to explore options that gives us the very best chances of that ball going through the uprights this weekend.
Three people involved, not just one. It's not like a kickoff where you just put the ball on the tee. So
the easy decision for us to do is to assign blame or to shoot a hostage.
He sounds like somebody who's reading one of those old school Telegraph.
Caught surprise shore leave in big town.
I'm not going to worry about my options.
It's kind of
caught short of cash. 25 would help.
I'm not sure.
It's kind of monotone.
Yes. Those options. Stop.
Please telegraph care of Western Union.
Don't beat it. We'll be ready for the ad.
Right now.
Well, I remember game three. What a horse.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back to the show. Final hour here. MFers, no Ordway. I'll be back tomorrow. Listen, dentist, more dental work.
Such a big baby.
I don't even know what it is. So we started to show a lot of Pats, got into some Red Sox. You're going to put it all on the table, whatever you want to talk about here in this last hour, 617-779-7937. But I wanted to go back because we got a big game here this weekend. And obviously Tom Brady's had a ton of success. Rob Gronkowski's had a ton of success. But one guy that's people are starting to discuss, and Mark Madden took a shot at him and said it's time for the Steelers to consider firing Mike Tomlin. Now, he admits that he usually dismisses it out of hand, but when he starts bringing up some of the facts of the team that Mike Tomlin has had over the years, he says since he's taken the helm in 2007, the Steelers are 6-5 straight up in road games where they've been favored by 9 points or more. 6-5 straight up. Favored by 9 or more. Okay, the rest of the NFL is 52-10. He said that's embarrassing and alarming. He gets into the special teams, the most penalized team, one league's worst. He gets into the field goal kicker, Chris Boswell, who's been awful, league worst. 5 extra points he's missed. He's just 10 for 16 on field goals. And yet, he still keeps his job, and, Dominic doesn't do anything about it. So he at the end of it, he basically just says, the Steelers, they're going to retain Tomlin. But he must do better. They must force his hand on certain issues. There must be accountability. No coach had to answer for his decision. Who would have chosen to play Dobbs over Roethlisberger unless that said coach was an absolute halfwit? Referring to holding Roethlisberger out of the third quarter and putting Dobbs in and losing
some of his
game.
Some of his, he's been protected by really good talent. Really good talent has afforded him the luxury of keeping his job. So you have really good, so it's really good talent can overcome coaching. To me, that's why I look at Mike Tomlin. Do I like him as a guy? If I was a player, would I like him? Yeah, because he's direct. I think he understands what players need. He's not like doesn't run around with his heavy hand. He lets his team be them, right? So they end up doing stupid stuff. And on one hand, you're like, oh, great. On the other hand, just imagine if you had a little bit more discipline, if you forced a little bit more accountability, you would be basically the Pittsburgh Patriots. Because that, to me, is the
kind
of talent that they have. Just look on the offensive side of the ball, and you can look on the defensive side of the ball and look at all the guys they have right now.
Yeah.
They have some studs right now.
They do. And, to me, questioning on the hot seat, there's two types of coaches that should get fired. One is a guy like Hugh Jackson, who wins a game every 2 years. And you just look at it and say, I'm tired of this. I don't like the direction of my organization. I need to find someone more capable. The other type is a guy, and maybe Tomlin fits in this category. When an organization surrounds you with talent, John Farrell, and you do enough to win a division, but there's no success in the postseason, ownership, GMs look at it and say, I've given you enough. You're not good enough to get over the hump.
You want to focus on the negative.
When a team loads up with talent, salary, now the expectations come into play. Again, we talked about it. There's more heat on Brad Stevens this year if this team fails to make the Eastern Conference Finals than there maybe has been in the past with a little engine that could. So with expectations also comes some heat. And I think it's fair because I think there's a lot of good coaches around this league. Mike McCarthy maybe being one. I know people in Green Bay are just tired of it, and they moved on. When you have a quarterback like Rodgers, you're expected to win, and you don't. So it gets to the point where Mike Tomlin is under that kind of fire. Now, my definition of hot seat is I'm keeping an eye on you. I want to see how these next 3 games go. Maybe the hot seat might even go into next year. Maybe they don't make the postseason, and we'll keep an eye on you, see how the regular season goes. Maybe he deserves another year given his success. But Stephen A. Smith this morning, or this afternoon, on ESPN had a different take, and I believe you used the word insulted.
I'm offended by this conversation.
Offended.
And I'm going to tell America why. Let me tell y'all something. All of y'all out there that's calling for Mike Tomlin, y'all could kiss off. I don't want to hear anything about this man. I want Marvin Lewis fired first. Mike Tomlin right now is 123-65 as a head coach. He's won. He's won 65% of his games. Okay, let me start. He's been to one Super Bowl. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's got a Super Bowl championship. He's been to a couple of AFC championship games. He's won the division six times. He's got 8 playoff berths.
Okay.
Might not still be good enough. He's got 3 postseason wins the last 7 years. Would you say his Steelers team's been pretty good the last 7 years, talent-wise?
Okay, you used, we'll get to the rest of it, but you start using John Farrell. You imagine, like, if Mike Tomlin was here in New England and he had all this talent, do you think the Patriots, the media, you think that the ownership would sit there and say, that's good enough? We're okay just winning the division? We're okay just going to the playoffs? John Farrell was fired because he had all the right equipment. He had all the right he couldn't win with them. But Mike Tomlin, and maybe it's just just the way that organization is built and their philosophy, because they've only had 3 coaches since 1969. So maybe that's what it is. But you is that good enough for you? Here's all this skill, here's all this talent, here's all these Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers, yet you only have 1 Super Bowl win, 2 Super Bowl appearances.
You know, the other part of it too, I think, is when these two teams square off, you know, going into the week, and I guarantee you can go back to last year when they played each other. Pats were trailing Pittsburgh by a game when they went down there. Years past when these teams have always played each other, whether it's regular season or postseason, I guarantee, because people are quick to jump and hate the Patriots, that the discussion was, whose roster's better? Who's got a better roster? Who's got more talent? Pittsburgh's got more talent. Right? You know, I mean, I think that, you know, maybe not this year. I don't know. Maybe because you have 2 wide receivers and Le'Veon Bell's not there anymore. But I think in years past, because the Patriots have quickly point out that maybe they're not always the most talented roster in the league. Are they the most talented roster in this league right now?
No.
Okay, so when people continually use that as an excuse, well, Pittsburgh's going to win. They're a more talented team. And they continually lose. What does that tell you? You still got Brady and Belichick, but it also, what's it tell you about the other side?
Yeah, and it's not a surprise that it's not that Mike Tomlin isn't like he's not a bad coach, but you would assume that with all that there should have been more victories, there should have been more wins, there should have been more AFC championships. There aren't. So I would say you're leaving a little bit on the table. So all right, so what's the alternative? So is somebody else going to come in and give you, 13 wins, 11 wins, 10 wins? Are they going to give you multiple 9, 10, 11 win seasons? If you're okay with that, then fine. Don't ever bring his name up again. But I would use the Red Sox analogy. Like, that can't be good enough. Like, we have to expect more. But I think the city is just okay with it.
Well, let me ask you, 3 years from now, the Boston Celtics make it to, including this year, so they say the next 4 years. Let's say the Celtics make it to 1 NBA championship and don't win. Okay, let's just say that, and that's it.
That's a failure.
1 trip to the NBA Finals.
Not good enough.
And not a championship. You think Brad Stevens' job will be safe here?
No, it would not be safe. What do you think if Alex Cora? Cora went out this year and didn't make it out of the divisional round?
But see, he's so new.
I know, but
he's
still.
He's so green. A couple years, you just won a championship. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, that would be tough. The fact is that if the Pittsburgh Steelers were in New England and Mike Tomlin was in New England, he would have been fired 3 years ago.
So Stephen A., who was offended to even have this discussion, then went in an area where some people may say it's predictable. And I might, you know what? I'm offended
here. It is predictable.
This is one of the reasons why sometimes I'm considered a polarizing figure, because I'm going to say things that other people don't say. I ain't going to give a damn about it. This man is a black man. You know, you got a whole bunch of people or a bunch of white coaches that if they were doing what he did, they wouldn't be saying anything. Sean Payton missed the playoffs 3 straight years before the Saints made the playoffs last year. I didn't hear anybody talking about him needing to be gone. How many times I bring up Jason Garrett? But we allude to the relationship between him and his stepdaddy and Jerry Jones. Look, it's no daddy. Problem. You win 65% of your games. You have never had a losing record in your career as a head coach, and we're talking about you being gone? That is ridiculous.
Pittsburgh.
And it highlights and illuminates a double standard that I do not appreciate. No. And I can say that because who calls for Marvin Lewis to be gone more than me?
What
does he mean
that?
You
it's
can
so
do that?
Stupid. Why? Because you call for Marvin Lewis who's a black man, you're a black man, that what gives you credibility? Steven, listen, Google, okay? Check it out.
No.
Sean Payton, before last season started, go check it out, man. They were calling for it on the hot seat before that 2017 Saints team make the postseason. They were talking about should they extend him or not? Should they move on? People were talking about it. Jason Garrett, they don't talk about the relationship with daddy-in-law, whatever. They talk about getting his ass out of there. People talk about it all the time.
To me, the whole throwing the race card out there that they're just going after his job because he's black is insane. It's because the expectations have been raised and he's not meeting them.
You think Jim Caldwell was fired because he's black in Detroit?
No.
I mean, Jim Caldwell's
first
year in Indy won 14-2. He sucked the last year because they sucked for luck. Went out to Detroit, went 11-5. Made the playoffs a couple of times, 9-7 team. But you know what? They moved on from him. I don't think it had anything to do with the color of his skin. They moved on because they said, we expect more. Now, they brought in Patricia. I don't know if they're going to find it. I don't know if he can elevate them to that next level. I don't know, but it was an ownership GM. I don't think they fired Caldwell because he's black. They fired him because maybe there's another level of his team given the talent around him. So, Tomlin? He can be on a hot seat all he wants because they want to see how this team goes.
What?
Maybe it gets a little bit hotter for him, but I don't think he's going anywhere. He may have to play out next year. Maybe if they miss the playoffs next year, if they miss it this year, then maybe that might be fair. He might not be offended to talk about it.
Why is Mike Tomlin off limits?
I don't know. Teddy said it. Nobody's off limits. It's the NFL.
It's nothing to do. So people, I guess, because this is a Mark Madden, this is a local Pittsburgh Steeler writer, right? A local guy that's been here, that's been covering the team since Mike Tomlin has been the head coach.
Every time the discussion comes up, he says he brushes it off.
Isn't it kind of frustrating? Wouldn't you be frustrated if you had the amount? If you go back to last year, okay, all you have to do is beat the New England Patriots at home. You had an opportunity through an interception. You lost the game. You still finished with a 13-3 record, but you lost in the divisional round. The year before that, you were 11-5. You lost in the conference, lost in division, lost wild card. No playoff. His resume is impressive. Okay, I'll give you that. Based on what it takes to win in the NFL, there's a long history of success. But I would say he's underachieved, and they're okay with it. Maybe they realize and they just assume, well, it's really hard. Like, listen, the Patriots are in the conference also. We got to cut them some slack. I would say he's not reaching his goal. Like, you're just okay with it. So he is fair game. But the problem is that you probably can't find anybody else who is better, right? You probably assume, well, we probably got the best guy for the job, and anybody else who we replace him with is going to be the same or maybe worse. Look at Caldwell. Caldwell at least took Detroit to the playoffs. Matt Patricia isn't taking that team to the playoffs.
This was Teddy Bruschi earlier when we talked about Mike Tomlin. Is it fair for him to be on the hot seat?
Every coach that is in a losing streak like this, in the way that they've lost, I don't care who you are, I think that discussion is going to come up. So I think it's fair. I mean, that's what the National Football League is, pressure.
Yeah, that's just it. And with it is expectations. Again, I go back to, I guarantee you, a lot of these guys, you know, national guys talking about when the Patriots and the Steelers have matched up in the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it might be. I bet you a lot of them sat there and said, Pittsburgh's got a better roster. They got a better roster. And by the way, they're not always losing in Gillette. They're losing in Pittsburgh. They're home, and they're losing. So it's at some point, expectations.
It's just, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Assuming that he's the only guy, like, he can say it, right, because he's brave.
I don't get it. What?
He can say it because, like, he's going to point out, like, the obvious, right? All right, I don't know. Max, because Max is white, right? Cliff is white. So Cliff can't really see it because he's a white guy. And obviously, Stephen A. can, because why wouldn't you go for Sean Payton's job? Well, why doesn't Mike McCarthy get a pass in? Why wouldn't they just dig in? Why wouldn't the Packers dig in and say, you know what? It's not your fault, Mike McCarthy. We realize you're doing the best you can. It just drives me nuts that that's the card that he plays repeatedly. It's because Mike Tomlin's back, who is a respected head coach. Forget about what you think about him as far as his post-game press conference, how he handles his locker room. Seems like his team loves him. They love Mike Tomlin.
All right, so Mike Tomlin, I don't know. Is it fair to even question whether this guy should be on the hot seat
I'm
or not?
I'm so damn disgusted!
Stephen A. doesn't think it is.
Oh, and also, so you got your opportunity. My wife actually is writing in with things I do well and things I do bad, just like Tommy. I feel like we're going to be kindred spirits in
all
this
right,
one.
We'll find out what she
Not
has to say about
that. You've been playing.
As well as take your calls on Mike Tomlin because you guys are all lined up. We'll do that next here on the MF.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Patriots injury report was out a short bit ago. Reason why we didn't bring it up is because really nothing to report. Patriots players did not participate. None. Limited. None on that list either. Full participation, Dwayne Allen.
He's a blocker.
And Stephon Gilmore. So that's it. Just, and they're all full participation. The Steelers, Roethlisberger, James Conner, Marquise Pouncey, they did not participate. Marquise Pouncey was a coach's decision. Limited, Anthony Chiquillo.
Huh?
So nothing really big there. Marcus Gilbert did not participate with a knee as well. So nothing really much there. But the locker rooms were open. And Sean Davis, safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we mentioned, it wasn't just Tom Brady that's had a lot of success against this Steeler team in the past. But Rob Gronkowski has torn him up as well as last year. What did he go for, $168?
Yeah.
Last year,
had an unbelievable game.
Sean Davis, safety of the Pittsburgh Steelers, talked about Rob Gronkowski's success.
Brandon, that's been kind of, it's been lingering in this room, in the DB room, especially for me, trying to get my my run back, you know. But it's a little different this year. I'm gonna be playing deep. I'm gonna just make sure that them deep shots that Gronk got on us last year, on me last year, you're not gonna get it this year.
There you go.
Ooh. I mean, that's like, I mean,
not gonna get it this year.
So if you listen to him, he's like, he's gonna play deep as hell. So he's gonna play deep, deep, deep. So all right. So if you're gonna play deep, then you're gonna have to commit to tackling him when he's got a head of steam going,
mm-hmm.
which could be problematic for really anybody, but especially a safety that's undersized already.
Yeah.
He feasts on the Steelers, and so does Brady.
Well, we'll see. As Hannibal pointed out, he had a great game against Miami, Gronk did. Six of those eight catches came in zone, so we found space. The question's really about kind of getting separation and man-to-man coverage, jamming at the line. They didn't do that much. Two other receptions he had was one-on-one with linebackers. So even though Adam Gase said he's still a force, they sure as hell didn't game plan to stop Rob Gronkowski, and he burned him. So we'll see what happens here on Sunday. Let's go to back to the phone calls. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. John, go ahead.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, music to my ears, Christian. Music to my ears. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh. I'm a Steeler fan. And I've never seen a coach do less with more in my entire life.
Yeah, that's it. He's got great talent. They protect him. They cover up all his warts because they bail his ass out because they're so good.
And there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh that are fed up with him, just the way he runs his clubhouse, just the lack of discipline.
Yeah, but it's not because and you think they're after him because he's black?
No.
No. It makes no freaking sense.
Well, you mentioned it, too. Like, you know, you're going to get a guy out there, and thanks for the call. Like,
a
guy out there that's going to be any better? Well, maybe sometimes you look at a team like that and say, you know what, they need a little more discipline. You know, you got a disciplined guy, disciplinarian. You're bringing a guy that's looser.
Yeah.
You're bringing a guy. You got a guy that's kind of loose with the locker room. You're bringing a disciplinarian,
yeah.
Right? You always kind of go
Valentine,
different ways.
Valentine, Farrell.
All right, let's go back to the calls. I'm going to go to Dexter, who's in Dorchester. Dexter, go ahead. You're on with the MFers.
I just want to know, why do you guys always think it's about race? You can't be that serious.
No, hold on. Us? I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to do Nordway. I want to let you hear it. Hold on. Hey, Dexter. Dexter, I want you to listen to it.
Go ahead.
Stephen A. Smith. Well, hold on. Ryan, I'm going to make sure you have it. We didn't bring this up, okay?
What makes you think
this is Stephen A. Smith bringing this up. Listen to it.
This is one of the reasons why sometimes I'm considered a polarizing figure, because I'm going to say things that other people didn't say. I ain't going to give a damn about it. This man is a black man. You know, you got a whole bunch of people or a bunch of white coaches that if they were doing what he did, they wouldn't be saying anything. Sean.
And that's it.
Dexter, what do you got now?
What did he say about the Cincinnati coach? He said he should be fired.
Yes.
He's just saying bad coaches in general. You guys just said this guy was good in the locker room.
No, he said he doesn't have a hold of his locker room.
Dexter, hold on.
But that's irrelevant.
Dexter, give me 1 second. You call up saying we're the ones bringing race into it. Stephen A. Smith said, let's face it, this is a black man. There's a double standard in this league.
Those are his words, Dexter.
Levy, but he mentioned the Cincinnati coach. He's black.
No, hold on.
So does that make it okay? He brought race into the conversation.
He's saying he shouldn't be fired because he's a good coach. You guys just said he's a good coach.
No, Dexter, what he is saying is
we never
is
said
the
he
only...
was good in the locker room. We never said he's a good coach. I don't think he is.
No, the only reason why... See, Stephen A. is saying that the only reason why people are calling for his head is because he's black.
This man is a black man.
And that they're not going after Sean Payton, which is a lie, they are. Which they never go after Jason Garrett, which they are. Which they're not. They never
Jim
went
Harbaugh.
After Mike McCarthy, which
Andy
they are.
Reed?
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Ron
this
Rivera?
This is Stephen A. Smith. We're responding to it, reacting to it. That's pretty clear.
There's no way. There's no
he
way.
He said it. We did. What are you talking about? There's no way.
I listen to you guys every day. I do. I faithfully every day. And everything, you guys don't, because you're not black, you don't see it. But everything
hello?
Is with you guys.
Hello?
Everything is about black and white.
No, listen. Dexter,
you
first
are
of all,
so far
first
off.
First of all, we are a show of color. Whether you want to admit it or not, we are. Okay? The fact is that we didn't sit there and say, hey, let's start our day talking about Stephen A. Smith. We said Stephen A. Smith is saying Mike Tomlin is people want Mike Tomlin fired because he's black. Like it can't be more clear, Dexter, and that's why our mouths are hitting the floor, because nobody has ever said that.
He's saying he's a good coach, he shouldn't be fired. You guys are saying he's the worst coach. First you say he's a terrible coach, he's this, he's that. Then you give him props.
Dexter, I don't know if you're in and out of your car, but you're obviously missing a bunch of points,
no,
which
sir.
Is fine.
Listen, Dexter, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. You should probably listen closer because nobody brought this.
Listen,
race.
I want you to do me a favor.
Jesus,
because I don't know how anyone could miss this.
You know, we podcast our show on the website. If you miss anything,
it's pretty clear. Play it for me again.
We don't have to.
I mean, that's fine. I just feel like
four times.
I feel like
I'm not going to replay it because some dude has an agenda. And wants to bring it up, and like we brought this thing up. When the only reason we brought it up is because Stephen A. Smith said it's a double standard in this league, and the only reason why people are calling for his job is because he's black.
And then he said, he said there's a double standard. See, I don't think Dexter is, I just think he's hearing what he wants to hear.
Well, that's
I don't think
point.
He thinks
so
we
no...
have an agenda, because I don't have an agenda. You have an agenda?
No, and he couldn't express it, unfortunately.
Yeah, he didn't know. And then once you brought in the information, the cold, hard facts, well, he keeps mentioning Marvin Lewis. Yes, Marvin Lewis. Yes, Hugh Jackson. Yes. I mean, the NFL is littered with Todd Bowles is probably going to get fired. Why do you think Todd Bowles is getting fired? Should
he's
he
black.
Get another year? Okay. Sean McDermott. Okay. Should he get another year? What about Doug Marrone out there in Jacksonville? Goes to the AFC Championship, comes a couple plays away from going to the Super Bowl. Look at his team right now.
Should he be fired? Yeah, he's black.
Okay. No, he's got a really good tan because he's down in Florida. But, I mean... this is why it just drives me crazy. You couldn't have a more clear point and message.
That's
from
what
Stephen
I mean. So we're
Smith.
Trying to argue with a guy that just hears one thing and has an agenda, apparently. So, John, go ahead. You're up in Maine. Go ahead, pal. You're on with the MFers.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. So, forget about the double standards. Forget about his record. There's two reasons why Tomlin should be fired. Dexter, he has no control of the locker room. Players are going live during meetings. He was pointing the finger at the quarterback last year saying he should have called a timeout. And he tried to trip a player during a game. That
Thank
is
you
be
for
the
that.
Most
Forget about it.
Act the coach has ever done.
And then lied about it, John. Lied about it.
It was horrible.
It was so like, obvious.
What coach would do that, you know?
Thanks. Whatever. And even with that, I say, you know what? I still like him for the most part. I like Mike Tomlin. But he has underachieved.
But you said you'd like playing for him.
Yeah.
Which I would understand.
I would. I mean, because, you know, he kind of just kind of lets you, hey, listen, you know, you're pros. You should just do what's right. No.
He's like Pete Carroll.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, but I think Pete Carroll has a clearer, you know, message and, I guess, boundaries for his team as opposed to Mike Tomlin. Because you can look at Pete Carroll, you know, he's a college coach. Those guys were never in the wrong spot. He let those guys have personalities, but they never threw any of their players under the bus. Pete Carroll never threw any of his players. They all had the same message, mm-hmm. paraphrased it in their own words, but there was never any, you know, randomness to their message. You listen to Ben Roethlisberger on his radio show on a Tuesday, and then you listen to Mike Tomlin. It makes me believe that they never talk.
Or to shoot a hostage. Or
They don't ever talk.
See, the comment, like,
oh, they don't listen.
Like, for example, like Stephen A. Smith, right? He brings that up, double standard. We're talking about it because he's a black man. That's something that, like, you know, we had Teddy on. I just kind of glossed over because it's, I would almost be embarrassed to pose that question to Teddy. Teddy, do you think he's being talked about because he's black? He'd be like, come on, man. That's ridiculous. And it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. So you just say, is it fair to even, you know, say, should he be on the hot seat? It's got nothing to do with the color of his skin. Like, to me, you know, and maybe there's people out there that still look at it that way. But when it comes to head coaches, when it comes to managers in any sport, when it comes to athletes, whether they're good, bad, should be cut, should be signed, should be fired, it all has to do with performance. And again, that's you could be Hugh Jackson, win two games in 2 years. That's one type of firing. You're not good at your job. You can't handle it. Then there's the other type, like Mike McCarthy. Your quarterback's Aaron Rodgers. We expect you to be in the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship. You're not doing it. You're gone. Maybe Mike Tomlin. Now, he hasn't failed like McCarthy did this year. Well, 4-7-1, whatever the hell the record is right now, 5-7-1. But they look at it and say, your team's a bit too talented. You've had one of the better rosters in the AFC now for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And you can't get to a Super Bowl. You've got 3 playoff wins in 7 years. Too much talent. We need a change. Is he on the hot seat? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, there's example after example of coaches who had playoff teams, 10-6, 11-5, 9-7, who went to the playoffs. Wow, accomplishment. Mike Mularkey. Well, wasn't he the Tennessee coach before Mike?
Yeah, last year.
He got fired.
Yeah.
What did he not accomplish? He went into Kansas City and beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
So he's
a white guy who they fired.
The bad part about that was
they fired him.
He was on this hot seat that people talk about, that we talk about. And they won, you know, they got to the postseason. And then it wasn't enough. We just got to win a postseason game. And they did.
And they still don't believe
it. And they still fired him. and he's white.
That's what drives me crazy. You there's tons of franchises that are successful, yet the GM and the owner say, you know what? It's not good enough. It's not good enough. So what just makes Stephen A's comment just so ludicrous, just so insane, talk about agenda-driven. Talk about just uninformed. So, yes, he's got a good history. He's got a great history. Yes, he went to the playoffs. Yes, he won a Super Bowl. Yes, he also went to a Super Bowl and lost. But I would say, based on the weapons that he has and the support that he has from management, he should have accomplished more. Not because he's white, not because he's black, just because everybody
as
is
a coach.
We are colorblind when it comes to what we want from our team.
All right, let's go to Rick in a car. Rick, you're on with the MFers. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to call it. Everything you've been saying, I totally agree with.
You want to answer
Tomlin
that?
Has been such an underachiever.
You want to answer that
you
call?
Get that?
They've had some great teams. And
will you get that phone? Will you answer the other phone, please?
Rick, is your other phone ringing?
Don't worry, we'll hold.
No, it's okay.
You
okay.
sure? Because we'll let you take it and we'll just wait for you.
No, that's cool. No, it stopped.
All right, good. Okay.
All right.
Continue.
They've done somewhat.
No, you know what? You should probably answer it.
Hello?
All right, goodbye, Rick. Thank you. Oh my God!
No, it stopped. Actually, no. You should probably answer. Yeah. Let's go one more here.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go to Danny in Rhode Island. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not much. Listen, that last guy who called—not that previous guy, but the other caller—he's getting blinded by the narrative of Stephen A. Smith, the narrative of race. I mean, it's just like if you just look at the Pittsburgh Steelers over the past few years, they perennially and notoriously lose games because of stupidity and penalties.
Yes.
That comes down to the head coach. It doesn't matter if he's black. It doesn't matter if he's purple, green, or turquoise. You lose games because you're not coached well. And they win games because they're so talented.
I agree with you, and you're right. I mean, you talk about, so you can have this great, nice, talented Danny. Team, and they'll overcome all your bad calls because they're good. And they'll make the catches, and they'll make a crappy play into a good play because your quarterback can extend it. Your receivers can adjust and get open. Your offense line is pretty good. Your defense, you draft it really well. But you just make dumb mistake after dumb mistake. And eventually you play against a good team. That's not going to work anymore because the good team isn't going to make those stupid mistakes. And that's going to be the reason why you end up losing that game. And you shouldn't because you're more talented. Yeah, you're stupid.
He's had a talented team, and he could say that he has underachieved. Those teams have underachieved. He's the leader of it. All right, listen, more MFers. Final segment comes up right after this.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Is there anything that he's not good at? Because he just seems like he's good at everything.
I don't think he's not a multitasker. He can just do one thing at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's good at one thing at a time. He's an amazing waffle maker.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
He makes great waffles.
That's great.
You ever notice that? Like, that's, you know, you're not good at, like, serious stuff. But then they're like, you know, you're really good at setting the table. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like they're mocking us.
Yeah, I think they are, too.
Because my wife shot something like... You know, they're playing this old sound that isn't true. So some of the things I'm good at from Miss Kim Fourier.
Probably meaningless things, but go ahead.
You can't fix anything around the house.
Well, that's actually true, but that was old. I can fix
things. What are the things you're good at?
Okay, good.
They don't count.
Doing one thing at a time. Yeah, I'm okay. Very focused. You give me a task, bam, don't bother me, I do it.
I mean, you're a bad multitasker.
So you can't multitask.
Wait for it. Breakfast.
Again.
I'm in charge. It's kind of like waffles.
Okay. You're like Brady.
Picking movies for the kids.
See, that's what I mean. I'm good at watching movies.
That's so lame. That's the best you can do.
Remember Godfather scenes.
So here's what I'm bad at. Multitasking.
Oh, yeah. You're going to do one thing at a time.
Oh, okay. So which why is that a bad thing? Grilling. I'm terrible at grilling.
Okay.
I burn everything. And helping the kids with their homework. I just figure they should figure it out on their own. Right? It's part of being a grown-up. It's part of growing up. Figure out, like, your homework. I'm not in fourth grade. Why do I care about, like, division? Go figure it out.
He acts like a baby when he gets sick.
Do you ever do homework with your kid? My kid's in third grade. I don't know how they teach things anymore.
Well, I would say I used to, but just like you, I remember my son gave me this, and my kids were giving me like their math homework,
Common Core math.
All the rules have changed. Like I don't get
right.
Like, the way they teach math is not the way I was taught math.
No,
I'm teaching them one way.
It's all screwed.
And they're like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, no, I'm not. The answer's the same, right? Do it this way, carry the one, blah, blah, blah. You're good. No, we don't do it that way.
No, not at all.
I'm going to go ask your mother then. Bye.
Couple
I'm going to go grill.
By the way, we said earlier that tonight's Celtics game against the Wizards, no Al Horford with a knee. He's going to miss a few more games. We'll see what happens there. Gordon Hayward is out with an illness. And now after shoot-around, Jaylen Brown has now been ruled out with that same illness. So a very shorthanded Celtics tonight going up against the Washington Wizards.
Marcus Morris is going to have 45 points tonight.
Yeah, Morris will be going off. So it'll be an interesting game there for the Celtics. I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit tomorrow. Final segment here in the MFers, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Reminds you that time is running out to donate your car for 2018. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today. Or go to carsforkids.com to schedule a free pickup of your car. We'll see tomorrow if Ordway can make it or not. Hopefully another there's no dentist emergency from the man.
What other excuse he's going to come up with?
We're extending this uninterrupted hour, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at 3.
Three to four. So he's going
to
get interrupt from 2 to 3.
Yes.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if he shows up. All right, that's going to do it for us today. I got Celts Wizards here tonight, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. I guess I'll end it with Ryan. We're out of here.